I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, November 23rd. Quincy College can now offer a bachelor's degree in business management. College President Rick DeCristofaro says the State Department of Higher Education and the New England Commission of Higher Education have both approved of the four-year program for business management. DeCristofaro says it will be the only baccalaureate degree program at a two-year college in Massachusetts. Enrollment in the new program is already underway. Plus, third-year courses in business management are being offered beginning in January for existing and transfer students. DeCristofaro called the approval for the bachelor's program in business management a watershed moment in the history of Quincy College. He says the program sets Quincy College apart from the state's two-year institutions. The Quincy Zoning Board of Appeals will discuss a proposal for a new apartment building at the site of the former Imperial Terrace restaurant on C Street today. City Solicitor Jim Timmons and his son purchased the property for $1.35 million and want to put up a four-story, 21-unit building. The initial proposal has been reduced by three apartments and has more parking. The virtual hearing is at 5:30. Quincy Chamber of Commerce will be holding a holiday market for the next two weekends in Quincy Center. Market will feature many local vendors, including artisans, crafters, and specialty shops. The market will be held under a tent in Kilroy Square, November 26th through the 28th, and December 3rd through the 5th. An Abington restaurant is heavily damaged after a car slammed into it yesterday. Happened at Deanne Sports and Entertainment Restaurant on Center Avenue. The driver was taken to a nearby hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No one in the restaurant was hurt. There was just one employee inside in the far end of the building when it happened. Deanne's is a family-owned business that has been open since 1959. They will be open for takeout and delivery only from 4 to 9 p.m. today, and tomorrow they're fully reopened at 11 a.m. It's unclear what caused the car to go into the building. A judge dismissing criminal neglect charges against two former leaders of a veterans home where nearly 80 veterans died after contracting the coronavirus, saying there was a lack of evidence that their actions led to the deaths. Former Holyoke Soldiers Home Superintendent Bennett Walsh, former medical director Dr. David Clinton, were indicted last year. Attorney General Mara Healey said at the time the charges regarding five veterans stem from their March 2020 decision to combine two dementia units, placing residents who were positive for coronavirus into a space with those without symptoms. Healey's office may appeal. At least 76 residents of the home died after testing positive for the virus in the spring of 2020 and one of the worst COVID-19 outbreaks in long-term care facilities in the nation. There is a separate lawsuit civilly moving forward against the same administrators on behalf of the victims. Five-year-old Elijah Lewis's death has been ruled a homicide, according to the New Hampshire Attorney General. The results of the autopsy were released yesterday. A medical examiner determined the cause of Elijah's death was determined to be violence and neglect, including facial and scalp injuries, acute fentanyl intoxication, malnourishment, and pressure ulcers. Elijah's body was found October 23rd in an Abington park. The Merrimack, New Hampshire boy was first reported missing on October 14th by state officials. Danielle Dauphiné, Elijah's mother, and her boyfriend, Joseph Staff, are being held without bail on charges of witness tampering and child endangerment. The Massachusetts House is inching closer to a full reopening, which has been largely closed to visitors, state lawmakers, and their staff since the start of the pandemic, with most working remotely. On December 13th, the House plans to move to the second phase of its reopening, with employees being required to be available to work in person at the State House as a condition of their employment, according to a memo from House leaders. To be considered eligible to work in the building, employees must either show that they have been vaccinated, request and receive a reasonable accommodation due to a qualifying disability or medical condition, or request and receive a reasonable accommodation due to a sincerely held religious belief. During the winter, House leaders hope to welcome larger numbers of lawmakers and employees to work out of the building on a permanent basis, with the ultimate goal of once again opening the building to the general public. Employees who fail to get vaccinated or receive a medical or religious exemption will face a range of actions, from up to 5 days of unpaid leave if they're in violation of the policy on December 13th, to up to an additional 10 days of unpaid leave, indefinite unpaid leave, or other disciplinary actions if they remain in violation of the policy. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 17. The NASDAQ fell 202. The S&P lost 15. Asian stocks were mixed. The dollar rose. The euro is up. And oil is at $79 a barrel. Sports: Celtics beat the Rockets 108-90. The National Weather Service forecast for today: partly cloudy, brisk, breezy. The high only 42 degrees. Tonight, clear and cold, a low of 27. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high 44. Thanksgiving Day, partly sunny with a high 53. It looks like some showers on Friday, the high 47. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. Northwest winds gust of 30 knots and a high tide 1:38 this afternoon. Sunrise at 6:44, set at 4:16. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, November 23rd.